You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Hey guys, thanks for tuning in to this episode of Astros Baseball. This episode, we're going to talk about the Astros and the Rays, give you our players of the series, and also five all-new fair fouls. But first, let's bring them in. Tom, what's up, buddy?
What's up, Rob? What's up, ladies and gentlemen? It is a beautiful Sunday afternoon. Great day for Astros Baseball. The boys did their thing. And in particular, a shortstop.
So if you guys do not have social media and you don't follow us, then you missed out. Me and Tom were together yesterday. We had lunch.
And let me tell y'all, I can't say this with enough words. That man's woman can absolutely slay in the kitchen. Amazing meal, amazing desserts. I'm still snacking on them right now. If you get a chance to meet her, or meet him, amazing, amazing cook.
Yep, she's awesome. That's why I can't get skinny again, dude. She cooks too good. What do you think about this? Jake Myers is back. They sent Yonner Diaz back down, sent him to Sugarland. It says they sent him to Sugarland, but Sugarland's done. But they anyway.
They sent him to the taxi squad. So he's there, but he's not on the roster.
But that's what it says on the...
Official.
Yes. I can't even think of it's transactions. Mm-hmm. The official transactions. So he's on the taxi squad. That's good. And Jake Myers actually doing pretty decent coming back this time.
So Jake had been hitting really well at Sugarland. He looks confident again, which if there was anything that you saw before they sent him down, he had a problem like trusting like his defense, trusting the bat. He struck out a ton. Now he's more patient at the plate. He looks really good, and it's really going to make for interesting conversation now as to what the lineup's going to look like going into the playoffs. And now you got one more guy to consider. All right, who's not going to be on this wild card or division series roster?
Yeah, they got plenty of time to figure that out as the Astros get a bye in the first round of the playoffs, securing the number one seed in the playoffs. They hadn't done that yet in the last episode, and they did it the way I didn't want them to get it. They lost And then the Yankees lost and we win. Did they celebrate afterwards?
No, I don't believe if they did, it wasn't televised. It wasn't like talked about. It wasn't hyped up. I don't think there was, you know, champagne showers, anything like that. I think it was more business as usual. I'm sure there were some handshakes and high fives, but nothing crazy.
And the Dodgers, I believe, have number one seed throughout the playoffs and the World Series if they get that far. But hopefully the Mets or possibly the Braves make it. That's something I wanted to ask you. Do you want to face the Dodgers?
Always. Well, always. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I feel like that is the best representation from the National League. They have the greatest complement of starting pitching and, you know, lineup. I feel like that looks a lot like the Astros. Don't get me wrong. The Mets are great. Atlanta's great. But when it comes to saying that you conquered, you know, all, I feel like you got to go through the Dodgers. If you don't, then there's always the what if. Now, again, the Mets could totally get it done. The Braves could totally get it done. But on paper, you know, looking throughout the season, you just felt like the Dodgers were, you know, the yin to the Astros yang, that kind of deal.
The Mets have an amazing 1-2 punch. Two of the best pitchers in baseball. And that's all you need. That's all you need. As long as they win their games. All right. And also, I want to know if you see this, dude. This someone sent me the video and it just made me laugh so much. But I guess there was some fishing tournament. Did you see this? And the guy was stuffing the weights in the fish. Those guys were mad.
Yeah, it was unbelievable. I mean, when you think about what kind of prizes go into that sort of thing, where they give away boats and sponsorships and hundreds of thousands of dollars and you cheated. I mean, it's a lot like, you know, taking steroids or something like that, you know.
I can't believe they didn't attack him. I think that was the guy, right? Just standing there in front of his fish, just like a little kid that got caught with his hands in the cookie jar, right? And he was just standing there. Don't know if y'all saw that. But anyway, let's get to these games. Friday was Framber Valdez, the guy that had 25 or 26 quality starts in a row. He's now had two bad starts in a row. So we go to Friday. Top of the first, they got an RBI single by Ramirez. I'm going to say the other team's names this podcast just to give a fair share there. So we're down 1-0, and then Alex Bregman ties it up with his 23rd homer of the year. Bottom of the fourth, Yuli Gurriel with an RBI single brought in Yordan 2-1. Top of the fifth, a Rosarena RBI triple made it 2-2. Franco had an RBI single 3-2. Top of the sixth, Jose Siri RBI double. We're down 4-2. Diaz, two-run double, 6-2. Walls had a home run on Maton, 7-2. And then Yuli Gurriel, once again with an RBI double, brought in Jake Meyer, 7-3. The Astros lose, and this is the game we lose, but also the Yankees lose. And this is the game that – so we get beat 7-3, and we secure the number one seed in the playoffs. Not the way I want to do it. So, Framber, what do you think about his outing? 5 1/3, 9 hits, 6 runs, 3 walks, 2 strikeouts. He lost, but he's still 16-6. ERA is still under 3. He's going to get one more shot at it. Hopefully, he can straighten things out.
It's a little concerning just because of the timing of it all. You know, it looks like he's sort of kind of running out of gas, and that's something you're kind of worried about because – the last thing you want is to have him have this great streak of dominant pitching where he's executing all these pitches. And now he's having a hard time finding command. If you watch the game or listen to it, they were talking about him pulling to his into the hitter a little bit to the shoulder side or whatever, just tugging pitches. So his location wasn't good, which was more a mechanic thing for him than anything else. And with pitchers being sort of kind of weird about those sort of things, when their mechanics get off, they can go through long stretches of not, I guess the right way to put it is not them, you know, like walks go up, which you're big on walks. And then you got guys on base and you got to come into guys favorable hitting counts. So I feel like that's what happened to Framber. I don't think like anything's wrong with him other than that. You just want him to be finely tuned going into the postseason.
You know, how people that play golf, they kind of get in their own head. They'll go out and practice and mess up. And if they can't get it straight in practice, then when they go to play the real game, they can't hit because they're inside their head. And I would assume that if Framber's confident, he could, like you said, if he's tired, let's give him a break. Don't pitch him. Don't try to get him six innings in his last outing. But he will get rest, I guess. And I don't know. Hopefully he can get out of his head. Hopefully he can get his confidence back. And because we need him. He's our number two guy. Stanek, two-thirds of an inning. He bailed him out in the sixth. Maton gave up that homer. And Neris had two walks but didn't give up any runs. Yordan, 2-for-4 with a run. And Yuli Gurriel. I always pronunciate Yuli. 2-for-4 with two RBIs, buddy. What an amazing game by Yuli Gurriel. The Astros had three runs on seven hits. Tampa Bay had seven runs on 10 hits. But let's go to Saturday, a much better game, a much better pitched game.
Real quick. Did you by chance see that Apollo Media, Apollo HOU, they came out with a Framber Quality Start World Tour shirt?
That's awesome. And then, I want it.
Well, right. But then the Astros came out with one just like it.
Oh, so, no, I didn't see Apollo's. I saw the Astros one because Jeremy Peña was wearing it.
Right. So there was a big thing on Twitter because Apollo came out with the exact same shirt, basically. And it was like 4 days prior and it was out there for sale. And then here comes the Astros with their interpretation of the exact same thing with tour dates and all this stuff.
They did that thing last year with the Houston versus everyone. Mm-hmm. They kind of copied off that too.
And everybody's like, everybody's really quick to point out, hey, Apollo had it first. Hey, Apollo had it first. I just wonder if you saw that. That's all.
No, I didn't. But anyway, let's go to Saturday. Christian Javier, bottom of the third. Jeremy Peña, RBI single. Broden Myers, 1-0. Altuve scored on a wild pitch, 2-0. That was the entire offensive output for the Astros. Presley gave up a run in the top of the ninth with a Diaz RBI single, 2-1, and that was the final score. It was a little scary at the end, but Presley ended up getting us out of it. Javier, six innings and only two hits, no runs, two walks, and seven strikeouts. He's 11-9. This is amazing. His numbers are wacky. 2.54 ERA. He's 11-9. And I could swear that this is true. Correct me if I'm wrong. But he has the lowest batting average against in either the American League or the entire Major League Baseball. Is that true?
I believe so.
I know the American League's true for sure.
He's also like on a 26th scoreless inning streak or 25, something like that. So he's been really dominant over the last three or four starts. And if there's any question about who should be the four starter, I really feel like he's kind of put that to bed.
So I had that in fair or foul and I erased it because I knew we would want to talk about this because there's a story that came out, I believe either yesterday, probably this morning. And it said that even though Javier, as well as he's been doing with the 26 inning scoreless streak, you know, the three great outings in a row, his fourth spot is still not secure in that rotation. And it should be, it shouldn't be Urquidy. I don't even know if Urquidy even makes the roster if he's not starting. I've never seen him come out of the pen. I don't know if he can do it. But one guy, this is a great segue, that should be in the pen is Hunter Brown. Yes. He had one hit and two strikeouts. Montero had a strikeout and Presley gave up a hit and two walks. He loaded the bases, gave up one run, and he picks up save number 32. Are you worried about Presley at all?
No, because he does this, right? He has these little flashes where, again, similar to what we talked about, Framber, his command's not really that great, and he walks guys. And then he gets into deep counts, and then he gets into, you know, big pitch numbers. And he just doesn't come off as crisp as you're used to seeing him. He spoils us a lot. Rarely does he get a lot of traffic. Rarely does he struggle. Yeah, he'll give up the occasional bomb, but normally, you know, keeps guys off the base pass, strikes out a high number. So I think that's why you saw the guys you saw today, because Dusty saw what he saw from Presley.
So offensively, Myers, 2-for-3 with a run, and Peña, 1-for-4 with an RBI, and Altuve scored a run. So let's go to today's game. Luis Garcia pitched very well, as I was going to say as well, but that's too many wells. Luis Garcia had a good day also, buddy. Bottom of the first, Jeremy Pena, two-run homer, brought in Altuve. Bethancourt had an RBI single in the top of the second, 2-1. Bottom of the seventh, Jeremy Pena added again, RBI single, brought in Chaz. That made it 3-1, and that was the final score. The Astros win Saturday. The Astros win Sunday. Great pitching, not a lot of offense, but the Rays have good pitching, so I'm not too worried about it.
Yeah, Corey Kluber's a former Cy Young candidate, so he pitched really well. McClanahan was talked about this year as a Cy Young candidate, also pitched very well. So not surprised that these were low-scoring games. Tampa's also, you know, fighting for seeding, so they were playing this, you know, really tight, really contested. So credit to the Astros for going in and still getting the wins. It's really interesting because they don't really have anything to play for, but they're still out there playing really hard. And I think that's only going to benefit them when the postseason starts.
Luis had 6 innings, 3 hits, and only 1 run, only 1 walk and 4 strikeouts. Picks up the win. He's 15-8, 3.72 ERA. Stanek, Abreu, Montero combined for no runs, 6 strikeouts, but they had 3 walks and 3 hits. And Montero picks up save number 14. Montero kind of did what Presley did on Saturday.
Mm-hmm. And it's tough.
But you're not too worried about it. I'm sorry. I was catching my breath and I was waiting for you, but
Yeah. I did the same thing. It's tough. Like you kind of see them almost labor for no reason, really. Like sometimes I think Montero doesn't attack as much as he should. Today, the little that I got to watch, he was also kind of nibbling a little bit more, where these guys are probably not going to hit his kind of stuff. So if he was a little bit more aggressive, maybe his pitch count doesn't get that high. Abreu looked really, really good. Abreu struck out the side. So I'm glad that he's kind of found his way. There was a couple starts or a couple appearances before where he struggled.
Yeah.
So the bullpen is gonna need to be sharp. It really is, because I think these games are all gonna be tight going into the postseason, and one run here or there is gonna decide this thing.
Yep. So Altuve went 2-for-4, Pena 3-for-4 with 3 RBIs, and Yuli Gurriel 2-for-4. Good game by Yuli again. Astros had 3 runs on 10 hits, 2-for-5 with runners in scoring position, and they left 8. On base, the Astros 104 wins, 55 losses. They got to go 3-0 to tie for the record. So they're not going to break the record, but 104 wins. I did not see that coming. I mentioned it before, I believe in the preseason kind of a podcast talking about the season. I predicted 96, and they're going to beat that probably by 10.
Yeah, it's really impressive what they're able to do. The national media didn't see them doing this. Nobody saw them doing this. And I mean, this is all they've done the last 3 seasons. So you would think past history would say, oh yeah, they're going to get there. But you still kind of feel like they're supposed to regress a little bit. Nah, they just well-oiled machine.
Yeah. I mean, JV coming back like he is. Pena filling in for Correa almost seamlessly is pretty awesome. But you talked about it. Like, look at this. They beat Seattle, who a ton of people picked to win the division by 16, or they're beating them by 16. They're beating the Angels, who some people picked. They're beating them by 31 and a half games. 31. They're beating Texas by 37. That's not a shocker. And Oakland, who sold their whole team, got rid of their whole team, we're beating them by 47 runs. That is nuts. So anyway, we look at the playoff picture. As of now, Tampa Bay and Cleveland will play, and the winner of that will play New York, and the Astros will take on the winner of Seattle and Toronto. We both talked about that, and I think we'd both rather face Seattle than that.
Yeah, they have better numbers against Seattle. They've seen them a ton. I really feel like Toronto's a sleeping giant. There's so much talent on that squad. And their lineup can be really scary at times. Obviously, we're very familiar with their center fielder, George Springer, which, little segue, Jeremy Pena with his 21st home run passed George Springer I think he moves him into third place all time for most homers by a rookie.
So let's look at this. Next up is Philly. This would be a very good series to have vacation and just go to all three games. You've got McCullers on Monday, JV on Tuesday, Framber Valdez on Wednesday. This is sort of like the preview to the playoff series, right? This is it's our three best pitchers. And then you add on Javier, in my opinion. Pretty excited about that. But if you don't have anything to add, let's do our players of the series.
Let's do it.
All right. First, let's do pitcher. I have Christian Javier. I think he had a great outing.
I agree.
Six innings, only two hits and no runs, seven strikeouts. By far, Christian Javier. Are we going to get another immaculate? I can't remember what I called it last time, but.
I don't know. Maybe. We'll see. I feel like we're going to get one of these flip-flopped.
Immaculate players of the series, something like that. But we went 6-for-6 for last time, so that's 7-for-7. Position player, who you got?
Jeremy Pena.
I also have Jeremy Pena.
Pena won today's game. He's been hitting the ball great. His defense has been really good. Jeremy Pena has just been shining really bright right now.
All right, who you got for the coveted Coach Rose Award? It's so coveted, we're going to get rid of it in 2023.
It's Yuli Gurriel.
Immaculate. I wrote Jake Meyers, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then when I looked at Yuli's overall numbers, 5-for-11 mm-hmm. in this series, which garners enough for player of the series, but he didn't match what Pena did with the RBIs. But I did not expect, and who would have expected Yuli to go 5-for-11? That's Altuve numbers. So we did it. We did it again.
That's all that good home cooking.
Who'd you think I was going to pick that we were going to be different?
I thought you would have flip-flopped it. I thought you would have had Yuli as the player of the series and Pena as the Rose.
Oh, okay. No. 3-for-4 with 3 RBIs? No. Because you look at Pena, he got things started on Saturday. Mm-hmm. Bringing in Meyer, so, and then Altuve scored on a wild pitch, and then you look at today's game, he knocked in 3 of the runs, which, well, I can't remember the score. He walked all in the runs, all of the runs.
Exactly.
In.
Got it started again today with a 2-run bomb.
So what I did is I wrote Meyers, and I go, Yuli deserves something, and I started writing the stats, and I crossed Meyers out, and I wrote Yuli. I was like, he does deserve it. I didn't expect that.
And don't get me wrong, I thought about Meyers too. I feel like it's very important for him to be very good in order for us to be able to consider, or at least I say us, the Astros, to consider him as a solution for the center field, because I don't think they're in love with the idea of playing Mauricio Dubon unless they have to.
No.
In a perfect scenario, you probably want Yordan to DH maybe.
I think Dubon should be off the team. Because you have Chaz to play center field and Chaz and Meyers, you don't need Dubon, need David Hensley.
Yeah, well, I wonder if they're going to look for veteran presence. They're not going to look to a guy like Hensley who's a young guy and
is Dubon a veteran?
He's got more time in.
Who would you rather have?
I would rather have Jake Meyers and Chaz.
I'm talking about Dubon versus Hensley, because you said Dubon was a liability, so I already know your answer.
Well, I don't think you need Hensley either. I don't see how Hensley ever sees the field. I don't either. I don't want nothing to do with anything that doesn't include Hunter Brown. If he needs to count as a position player,
there you go. I was going to say the same thing. Hunter Brown better make it. I'm going to be disappointed more than he is. Well, probably not. He'll be disappointed. But anyway, let's do fair or foul. We got 5 all new ones, and I always say that, but I've been doing them so long, I don't know if I've done these before.
They're gonna be new to somebody.
They'll be new to somebody. That's all right, so we'll do the fair or foul right after this, folks.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you. With professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
All right, we're back. Let's go with number one. With three games left, Kyle Tucker will get home run number 30. He's got three games to go to get it.
I think it's foul.
Oh,
I hate that, but I think he's pressing to try to do it right now. I think the number means something to him. I don't know why it does, but they were talking about it during the game. Blummer and TK kind of spoke to it. And they were looking at, you know, like how we'd be swinging the bat. And it's just like, he's a tick off here, a tick off there. He pulled a ball that would have been a homer. He got on top of a ball that he hit 114 miles an hour or something like that, right at the right fielder. So it's just like, I think he's pressing, kind of like the way Judge is pressing. And I think that's why he won't get there.
I say fair. He's going to get it. And I'm not just putting this into Will. I really think he's going to get it. But it's right, dude. If you watch him, he's yanking him over there on the right side of the right field foul pole because he's trying too hard to get it. So maybe he'll settle down. He's got three games left. I don't know who the Phillies are sending out there because I don't know anything about him anyway. But I think he's going to do it. He's just got to get one more. I think he can do it. Number two, I was watching football Saturday, and my OU Sooners are horrible. They are horrible. But they would – actually, what they did on my game, they did a split screen, but they turned the volume on. So cutting away – what do you think about this? Cutting away to watch Aaron Judge's at-bats while you're watching a football game. Now, if you cared about that, wouldn't you be watching baseball or – if you're watching football, I don't think you care about what Judge is doing.
No, not at all. And the funny thing is like they make it like this huge I feel like ESPN's trying to over-dramatize it, right? Because they're the ones that are doing it. And it's like breaking news, like, you know. And it's just not that way. I think they did the same thing when Bonds was doing his thing, when you had the Sosa McGuire back and forth also. I just don't feel like it has the same, whatever you want to call it. You know, it just doesn't have that same gravity.
Because it's just an American League record.
Correct. And you know, Roger Maris Jr. is trying really hard to push this narrative that, oh no, there needs to be two separate records. He needs to own it. I don't know if the Yankees are lining his pockets or what, because he's really outspoken right now and he never really has been.
I'm going to give Judge his credit, dude. I mean, these other guys were roided out. he might be roided out. Who knows? They might have a new type of roid. But until, I don't know, man. Like Barry Bonds was just a monster.
The next closest guy to Aaron Judge right now, I think he's got 40 homers. It's quite a big gap.
It's a huge gap. I mean, I don't know. I think it's a big deal, right? But if you're, I don't know. I mean, because I'm a baseball fan and I love football. So to me, I was interested in seeing it. And then some people were saying, you know how we talked about this the other day, how you have a thought and then you lose it? I totally had a thought that these guys were arguing on Twitter about that it's no big deal. Oh, yeah, here it is. They talked about, they were calling the guys from the Orioles cowards, you know, for not pitching to them. And somebody said this. They said they're scared to get their name in the record books that they gave up home run 62. And my comment was, I wouldn't care. If I served up, and I guess I shouldn't use the word serve because that's kind of what pushed the button. I said, if I served it up and he hit a home run, if I served up home run 62, I wouldn't care. But then I had to go back and say, I would try to get him out. But what I'm saying, I'm not going to be scared to pitch to the guy just to not – being in the record book has no effect on my at-bat against the guy. That's my point.
So that conversation was mine and yours because I said I wouldn't want to be in the record books as the guy that served up.
But I had it on Twitter 62. Also because this guy was really angry.
Oof, that's tough. I mean, I'm not going to lose any sleep over it. I just feel like if it was any other hitter, right? If it was Mike Trout, if it was Yordan, if it was any of these other guys, if you get to 3-1 with one of those guys, you're just not messing with them. You're not throwing them a strike. Now, because everybody's hypersensitive about this record, these guys aren't throwing them a strike and they're upset about it. If it was a normal, you know, a guy that wasn't shooting for anything at all, you just be like, you know what? Shohei Ohtani, we're just going to put you on base. So they're doing that with Judge, and funny as it would seem, like people, the Yankees are struggling because of it. It's like everybody was so determined to challenge this guy because he was their only bopper, and he was kind of carrying them. Now they're like, yo, we're just not going to let you beat us. We'll let everybody else beat you, and people are upset because they're like, it's costing him a shot at this record. I think he went 0-for-4 with 3 strikeouts today, so it's clearly on his mind.
I saw someone mention the fact that they should have been pitching around him 2 months ago. Like, why are they waiting until he had 61 homers? All right, but anyway, so cutting to Judge during football, I say foul, even though I was interested because I like both sports. What did you say? Foul?
Foul.
All right. So number 3, the game, cornhole. Have we done this yet? Cornhole, the game. No. For me, it's fair. I never played it before, and it's one of them games that's kind of like, well, that looks kind of dumb. You know, throwing bean bags into a hole. And we played when we went to Maryland, but we didn't know how to take score. Then my son's like, this is how you take score. And now we want to buy one. So I say fair. Cornhole's fun.
I love cornhole. I play it all the time. I think it's a cool, you know, barbecue grilling backyard game. Some people before, you know, way back in the day play horseshoes. You don't see horseshoes a whole lot. When I was a kid, we played washers, loved washers.
Played washers, yes.
Cornhole is like that next thing, right? And it's a lot of fun. It's become a professional sport. They've got it on ESPN now. They've got sponsors. So it's actually pretty cool to watch some of those guys too, because, you know, they're not missing, which is pretty impressive, you know, like all 3 bags are going into the hole or whatever.
Yeah, there's some little kids that play. I see their videos on TikTok and stuff. And I mean, those guys can pretty much do whatever they want with it. So I don't know how these guys beat each other. I don't know if there's probably an advantage of going third. Second, I have no idea. But anyway, I'm not good enough for there to be an advantage in either way. Number 4. I had Christian Javier be the 4 starter, but I changed it to this because we went and had lunch today after church, or we had brunch. It was actually brunch. And one of mine was going to be chicken fried steak with eggs for breakfast, fair or foul. I say I didn't want to do it because that's what I had. So it's automatic fair. But what do you think about this? My wife and I guess my wife's friend's husband, Mike, they both got flatbread. It was like tomato pesto flatbread. And I'm like, that's just pizza. So fair or foul, flatbread is pizza.
Fair. I think it's a cool, different shaped pizza, but the ingredients are the same and the idea is still the same.
Is it missing something? Does it not have tomato sauce? Like, what is it? What's the difference in flatbread? It's just a different kind of bread? Because it looks like pizza to me.
I think it's a thinner crust. I think it's just a different shape. I think it's the same concept, same everything.
Well, my chicken fried steak was good, by the way. I was also gonna say this. Mimosas. You like those? I'm not a champagne fan.
Yeah, they're okay. All right. I'm not the guy to, you know, show up and like I'm going somewhere because they have bottomless mimosas or whatever like that. But occasionally I'll have one.
Yeah.
You know, that's like a big brunch item. You know, some people go brunch and that's like a requirement. I need the mimosa on deck.
Getting drunk at breakfast. That's nuts. Maybe we should do that someday. All right. Number five. I saw like a rumor who was going to sing at the Super Bowl this year at the halftime show. And I guess it wasn't real. And now recently I saw something about Rihanna. Is that true?
I believe that is true.
And then some people were saying, I guess they had pictures of like white guys with sunglasses. And like, these are the people that are mad that Rihanna is the Super Bowl show at halftime. So fair or foul, you care who performs at the halftime show in Super Bowl.
Absolutely, 100% foul. I believe the initial person that was supposed to perform was Taylor Swift. And there was backlash because nobody wanted to hear Taylor Swift. And then it came out that it was Rihanna. And then there was a backlash because certain people didn't want to hear Rihanna. Personally, I don't really care. Like, will I watch it? Yes, because I'm watching the game most likely. And it's like, all right, we're eating pizza or wings or whatever. It's like, all right, so-and-so's up there singing. Am I going to go to this length to be like upset or excited or whatever? Like, no, just be like, all right. So today, this year it'll be this, you know, like I can't pick it. I can't change it. It's not like we vote on it. You just kind of take it for what it is.
Yeah. I could care less either. I don't care who it is. And also like people are so negative. I think it was Madonna. Maybe somebody was in the Super Bowl about 10 years ago and they talked about how horrible it was. And I was thinking, I thought it was really good. So nobody, you can't make everybody happy. Mm-mm. I talked about this with some guys at work. It's like, you can't make everybody happy. You can't not offend somebody. It's no matter, even if you don't intend to offend anybody, you're going to offend somebody, whether it's your intention or not. And you can't change people's opinion. You can't make everybody happy. But I could care less. I mean, if you ask me who would I want to perform at the Super Bowl, I guarantee you know my answer.
Absolutely. It's Kiss, 100%.
Yes, it's Kiss. They should perform at the halftime every year. And I'll give you some news here, buddy. I'll give you some news. After our dinner, after our lunch, what was it called? Lunch? Was it lunch? I don't know what it was.
I call lunch.
And we drank coffee in the Kiss mugs. My wife broke one of them.
Oh, no.
Yeah, she's going to be listening and mad that I broke the news. But anyway, I had one, and the next time we went to the Kiss concert, I bought two more, so we still have two.
Okay.
But she felt bad. Anyway, that might have been your bad luck. I don't know. I let you use my Kiss mug, and you broke it. No, I'm just kidding. She broke it. All right, buddy, you got any final thoughts?
Yes, if I had to have one final thought, one overarching theme going into the final series of the regular season, I want to do one of those little prayer candle things for health for all the Astros players. I could care less if they lose all three games to the Philadelphia Phillies and they get blown out by 10 runs apiece. I know Astros Twitter will lose their mind, but I could care less as long as they're all healthy and ready to go for the postseason.
Yeah, I would love to see McCullers, JV, and Framber go in and pitch five innings and come out. Just go in, get some work, come out. I want you, whatever, anything, if there's anything close to being wrong with Yordan and his hands, take care of them. Whatever you got to do. They do have 5 days off to get healthy. And I think, you know, we talked about the advantage of having the days off versus, you know, like being healthy versus being rusty. And I think now that I want my guys healthy, I think it's good for us that we're going to have the break because we're going to be healthy. And also, I was thinking about it. We're at home these three games. We got three games against the Phillies, 5 days off, and then we're going to be at home in the series when we start playing again. So these guys are going to be at home for a long time. They're going to be rested. They're going to be ready to go.
Yeah, I believe it's something like 2 weeks in between having to travel at all, which will easily be the longest, you know, downtime that they have throughout the season. It's going to be good as long as nothing happens in this three-game series. I hope that, you know, Jake Meyers looks really good. I hope that they have to sit down and have some real conversation about what to do with Jake Meyers. I hope Hunter Brown looks good so that they have to at least – I mean, I hope they just bring him. I hope that's it. You know, I think he's done plenty. But
yeah,
it was weird. Dusty had that one conversation pregame yesterday, I believe, and he basically said, you know, we know Justin's number one, and then we basically have to figure the rest out. I was like, oh, Dusty, don't say that. It didn't sound good. So I hope, you know, the roster looks the way we want it, and I hope we're talking about it at the end of the series.
Also, guys, I want to add, make sure to go to YouTube and search for us. We need 40 more. We have 60 now, so that's good. We need 40 more, and then we will take off. So if you just want to listen to us, we're on every platform. But if you want to see it, find us. We're on YouTube. All right, for Tom, we'll see you next time on Astros Baseball.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.